Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
From CNN, I'm Afoma Dike with the five things you need to know for Tuesday, April 9th. We start with the latest on Israel's planned ground invasion of Rafah in southern Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Israel has not given the U.S. a date for the start of its operation. But he says he expects the Biden administration to meet with Israelis to discuss the matter next week.
The president's been very clear about our concerns, our deep concerns, about Israel's ability to move civilians out of harm's way, to care for them once they're out of harm's way, and to have any kind of major military operation that doesn't do real harm to civilians, to children, to women, to men.
On Monday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said a date for the invasion had been set but didn't disclose it. In a call with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, Israel's defense minister said the country is still putting a plan together and making necessary preparations that include protecting civilians, and suggested that the timeline is still being addressed. Blinken says the U.S. is still talking to Israel about alternatives to an incursion that would be more effective. Tens of millions of Americans from eastern Texas to the Gulf Coast are under threat of severe storms. Forecasts include flooding, damaging winds, and large hail from today through Thursday. Experts are particularly concerned about possible tornadoes of at least EF2 strength. Earlier this week, Texas Governor Greg Abbott directed the state's Emergency Management Division to mobilize resources to prepare. The Storm Prediction Center has said the most significant storms are expected on Wednesday, but flash flooding could occur in all areas in the region, especially parts of eastern Mississippi and central and southern Alabama. By Thursday, the severe storm threat shifts further into the southeast, while storms will also pummel the Ohio Valley. The Federal Aviation Administration says it's investigating claims that Boeing retaliated against a whistleblower. Sam Salapour, a Boeing engineer, alleges that the company took shortcuts when making its 777 and 787 Dreamliner jets. He warned that the risks could become catastrophic as the airplanes age. His formal complaints to the FAA was filed in January and made public today. Boeing called the whistleblower's concerns about the 787, quote, inaccurate, but did not immediately comment on his claims about the 777. The Biden administration is preparing to take an unusual step in efforts to thwart Russian cyber attacks. The move would prevent U.S. companies and citizens from using software made by Kaspersky Lab, a major Russian cybersecurity firm, because of national security concerns. That's according to five U.S. officials familiar with the matter. The move is being finalized, and they say it could happen as soon as this month. U.S. government agencies are already banned from using Kaspersky Lab software. What's unprecedented is taking action to prevent private companies and individuals from using it. Coming up, the EPA takes on hazardous chemicals.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey, we're back. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has issued new rules to protect neighborhoods near manufacturing facilities that release airborne toxins, including ethylene oxide, chloroprene, and benzene. The new rule slashes the amounts of hazardous pollutants these factories would be allowed to release and reduces the cancer risks from hazardous airborne pollutants. EPA studies have found that more than 100,000 Americans live within 6 miles of factories that make or use these kinds of chemicals. Other EPA studies show that people living in these areas are disproportionately poor and more likely to be black or brown compared to the general population. EPA Administrator Michael Regan said in a news briefing, quote, "This rule alone will reduce the cancer risk for people living in these communities by 96%. That's all for now. And if you're looking for a lighter look at the world, join us on Saturdays for 5 Good Things, available in this feed and wherever you get your podcasts.
When you work next level. When you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.